مركز معلم الأجيال لحفظ ونشر تراث البابا شنودة الثالث.
Indeed, Christian education was the essential work of the Church through all generations. And before the establishment also of the Christian Church, God was the first teacher in the whole world. He instructed us in many ways. In his holy books, holy Bible, in his commandments, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, in sending so many prophets and so many teachers to the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ was called the good teacher. His work was teaching. He went from city to city, from town to town, from village to village, instructing people, teaching them, and also correcting the false teaching of those who came before him and who were existing at his time, as for example the scribes and Pharisees. They always called him teacher, good teacher. Also the apostles. The apostles were teachers. When they ordained the seven deacons, they ordained them to carry on the social service and the apostles to have all their time for teaching, teach the world, to serve the word of God. The word of God for teaching was the way for establishing the church in the world. All the 12 apostles were teachers. All the bishops ordained by them were teachers also. We can read the commandment of St. Paul, the apostle, to his disciple Timothy, and also to his disciple Titus, to have care for teaching and for good teaching. Also, when St. Mark came to Egypt, he was also a teacher of Christianity. Through teaching, he could convert all Egypt to be Christians. He wrote his gospel as also a current of teaching. That was the work of the apostles, and also the work of the first bishops of the apostolic age. Also, teaching was the work of the great patriarchs of Christian of all Christian generations. When we speak about a great patriarch in the whole world as St. John Chrysostom, of course, St. John Chrysostom as the patriarch could perform many pastoral works, but he is known in the church as the teacher. Saint Athanasius of Alexandria, Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Saint Dionysius of Alexandria, all these great heroes of faith were teachers of faith. were teachers of Christian knowledge, of Christian dogma, of Christian theology. All of them were teachers. Not only the teachers of the seminaries, but also the patriarchs, the bishops, the priests were teachers. Saint John Chrysostom obtained his great fame not only when he became a patriarch, of course, of Europe, but also since he was a priest in Antioch. He was a famous teacher in Antioch. Saint Augustine, for example, many of his famous works, famous books, were lectures given to the people, and some of them were the lectures of Saint Augustine when he addressed the people during the Lent. And what can I say? Even deacons were teachers. When we read about Saint Stephanus, the first deacon in the world, although his work was to have care for the social life, but instead of this, he was a great teacher. He was a great teacher. He could convince many councils of the great philosophers at his time. And they couldn't resist the wisdom in which he spoke. And also the work of Sunday schools is teaching also. The work of every mother and every father is to teach their children, to instruct them, to give them the holy faith, the true knowledge of God. Then in one rank can we put Christian teaching? But theological seminaries may give a kind of teaching which may be called academic teaching. I don't prefer so much this title, academic teaching. I wish always to speak to people in a very simple way. In such simple way, we can enter not only in their minds, but also in their hearts and deal with their will in a simple way. It was true that Saint Augustinus published a book named Contra Academus, against the academics. You may read it, but not in the center. We want you to know the correct Christian teaching, the true spiritual life based on the Bible, based on the tradition of the Holy Church, received from the Holy Apostles, received from our Lord Himself. Tonight, through God's word, I give you the first lecture in a subject called the New Testament. Only a lecture. And I leave room to send for you some other lectures from heaven. The lessons and the seminary will be in English language. Because we want you to study and teach The children of the church, the adults, the teenagers. If you don't know the English language, how can you be with them? How can you speak to them? How can you teach them? And also teaching an English language will give you a kind of practice in this language, and you will be acquainted to the biblical expressions, the liturgical expressions, the theological and dogmatic expressions, and also the spiritual expressions. We will hear just now after I end my discourse to you. You go to the hall where we will get our lectures. Only students and our guests and the teachers, the priests and their wives, and the teachers and their wives. The rest of the people make great for the lecture. And they hear it from the video or from the cassette. Thanks to all of you.